Free Talk Live, hour number three. We kick it off. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. Whatever is on your mind, you bring it up.
Yep. The show's about anything people call about.
That's right. And on the way, coming up this hour, we've still got the snake story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a law that they're going to pass about snakes in Florida, and we'll clue you in. It could be coming to your state soon as well. And more, I don't know how much we'll be able to squeeze in, so I'm reticent to sell most of it. But there was one we didn't finish from last hour. We got distracted, got into some other calls, and my computer's down, so I'm all over the place tonight. Like, I'm in a time warp now, because normally I have a clock in front of me, Manwich, and it's ticking seconds away, and now I don't realize how fast time is going, and everything's going very fast for me.
I'm
going
to send this episode to Big Jim Davis and have him critique you. You should not be talking about clocks and computer problems on the air.
You know, some people are interested in that sort of thing.
No, people are interested in clocks?
Well, the fact that I'm in a time warp.
Everyone? Call in about clocks.
No.
Tell us what you think about clocks.
No.
Second hands?
No.
Are you for them or against them?
Have you ever been in a time warp, though? That's my question. 800-259-9231. So the story we interrupted last hour, we didn't finish, was the one about the Gay Straight Alliance. There's some school, I don't remember where it was.
It was in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Rowan High School.
There was a Gay Straight Alliance club for kids that just want to get along. And some people were really angry. I think we left off in the part of the story where 700 people had come to the school board meeting to duke it out over this.
Correct. 700 gentle Christians converged on the Rowan Salisbury School Board last night to stand for Christ and say no to the radical homosexual agenda. This is according to Reverend Flip Benham.
Okay.
No to the radical homosexual agenda, and it's weaseling its way into our public schools. The preachers preached. The singers sang, the prayers prayed, and the theology of the church house became biography in the streets of Salisbury, North Carolina. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
It was written
This was written by the priest?
Yeah, that was written by Reverend Flip.
Gotcha.
No word on the subsequent biographies of the godless gays, but the school board heard the message and voted unanimously to shut down the American threatening organization.
Oh, dear.
So the school board shut down the Gay Straight Alliance.
Got it.
In recognition of what Reverend Flip describes as the club's bullying tactics.
Huh?
Seems that the club was up the same old sad story. At Rowan High School, mobs of gay football players pushing around shy heterosexual boys into lockers.
This isn't for real.
The lesbian in crowd sneering breeder at lonely straight girls. It's all too familiar. I love this article.
Wow.
Because it's silly.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's silly. Bullying
did this come from a newspaper? Where did this come from?
This came from therevealer.org.
What is that? Is it a news site or just...
Well, it says right here, part of our work here at The Revealer is encouraging the press to cover overlooked religion stories.
Ah.
This surely qualifies, and unfortunately, Reverend Flip has volunteered his very own telephone number in his press release. So if you'd like to report on Reverend Flip's fight against gay teens and their friends, or just thank him for saving America, here's his number to call.
Yeah, let's give out Reverend Flip's number.
980-722-4920.
That's
4920. You cannot trust me with numbers. And
I wasn't reading it. You were the one.
You can't trust me with numbers. I'm sorry.
So that will get you in touch with Reverend Flip, and you can tell him to flip off if you want to, I suppose.
So it's amazing. Obviously, this isn't getting any coverage, and I don't know. I don't know.
So
why.
What would happen now? Okay, they banned the Gay Straight Alliance Club now. From my experience in high school...
The Christians. Now, just to be clear, this Christian group went and went after this gay group, and now who is really the victim here? Are the Christians really being persecuted in America? Or
they
perhaps
they are.
Are they persecuting the gays? Because that's what
it's
I see
okay
happening.
For them to persecute the gays, because God said so. God said they can get
persecuted.
We're
all
them.
Sinners. God did not say that. God said it was a sin. We're all sinners. Okay. I am guilty of the sin of pride. Come persecute me.
Well, what I want to know, though, is from my experience in high school and in college and investigating starting clubs and that sort of thing, you normally have to have a sponsor. If you want to have a club at a school, there has to be a teacher, someone who's on staff, maybe an administrator, somebody who's going to say, okay, I'll sponsor this club, and that's the way it comes into existence. So my question is, since they've disbanded this club. They've made it unofficial at this point. What if they were to just start meeting anyway? What if the Gay Straight Alliance was to be an unofficial club on school campus? What would they do about that? I mean, because they can ban the official school-sanctioned club, but then if they're meeting, say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the picnic tables, you know, is that going to be something that the Christians are going to be able to come in there and break up to?
Well, probably if they find out about it, you'll be using school grounds and on a band club. Yeah. Well, plus, there's at my high school...
But people can use school grounds for religious purposes. There have been rulings about that. You can use school grounds to have religious meetings after school hours.
I see.
Because it's public property, so if you want to have the Boy Scouts meeting, if you want to have a church club meeting, if you want to have a seance, you can do it on school property, supposedly. But I suppose they could break it up if they really wanted to. Did you say we had a phone call, Manwich?
Yep. Dave from Montana.
Dave from Montana, listening, I presume, on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm calling about the medical marijuana. The only reason why marijuana, cannabis, hemp, pot, whatever you want to call it, is against the law is because it will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for energy for you, and medicate you.
Well, the hemp plant is an amazing plant, and yes, it can be used for a lot of things.
It's the most useful plant on the planet. It's been used by mankind for over 8,000 years. We have permission from our Creator to use it. In Genesis 1:29, he says, I give you every plant that bears seed. Then he destroyed the earth, and in Genesis 9:3, when Noah got off the boat, the third thing he told them was, in the court, he says, with all the green vegetation, I do give it all to you, he says.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Noah got off the boat and said, let's smoke a bowl or something like that.
The third thing he told him, you know, first Noah got off the boat, made a sacrifice that he made it. And like
was it a burnt offering?
He said, and regarding the green vegetation, I give it all to you. In our Declaration of Independence, it says, we have certain unalienable rights given to us by our Creator, the same Creator that give us permission to use these plants, to harvest these plants, and to use them. I think here in Montana, we voted it in, right? They won't give it to you. The doctors won't sign the paper unless you're almost enlisted in a hospice house, like ready to die.
Wait, Montana's one of the 11 states?
Yes, it is.
It is,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think that it's very un-American and downright wrong that to exercise the rights that we voted for and that our country stands for.
Well, yeah, the right to liberty, the right to...
We got to go through the gatekeepers of the medical society, which in turn is ruled by the pharmaceutical industry.
You're right, it's a scam.
Insurance industries.
It's a scam.
The law enforcement.
Legal marijuana. Dave, we agree.
Billions of dollars.
Dave, we agree totally, man. Legal marijuana is not, I mean, it's better than black market marijuana, but the real
truth.
Real freedom, Dave. Real freedom means there are no laws in regards to marijuana. It means we get rid of the laws prohibiting it. It means we get rid of the laws that legalize it. We just have the ability to grow plants and sell the flowers.
Beer and wine. Like you can make beer and wine the same way. And
well, that's heavily regulated, too. I mean, you have to have licenses for that sort of thing.
Well, not really. Not to make your own beer and
that's
your own
true.
Wine.
That's true. You can get a little homebrew.
You can make
sure.
So much, and you can't sell it. You could just trade it. And, the only truth that they admit about cannabis now is that in our brains we have receivers that only receive the molecule.
You are correct. They're called cannabinoid receivers. Dave, great call, man. We agree with you entirely on, I don't agree with the God thing, but, you know, otherwise I agree entirely.
Moses gave a burnt offering.
You have a life, you have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of property.
Noah.
And pursuit of property includes being able to grow stuff. More Free Talk Live on the way, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put it on our website because, well, we like our lady listeners, and we want to show you off. In fact, ladies that call to Free Talk Live, if there are guys on hold, you get put on the air first. Why? Because we're discriminatory.
When we can do that.
Yes, that's right. So visit the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Coming up, we've got the snake story. And also, from WikiHow, how to have a healthy relationship. Somebody's advice on how to have a healthy relationship. We'll break it down. We'll see if we agree or disagree with this man. We can, of course, take your calls. 800-259-9231.
We're qualified.
We're as qualified as anyone else, I think.
That's probably true.
All right, so let's go to the snake story.
You want to hear about the snake in Florida?
I do.
Well, apparently there's a problem going on in Florida.
Is that right?
Too many Burmese pythons have been let go into the Everglades, or have gotten into the Everglades, or for whatever manner. So they're running amok.
Oh, my.
And apparently the Everglades is so good to them that, in fact, they're breeding.
Hmm.
So we could basically have a feral Burmese python population in the Everglades.
Got it.
And you know they're attacking animals. You saw the alligator python picture a couple of months ago on the internet. Apparently, a python had swallowed a alligator and it ripped out of its belly. You didn't see this big picture?
I sort of remember it.
Okay.
Sort of.
And they're scaring the bejesus out of the tourists, as you can imagine. And you know that they're an aggressive hunter. So,
okay. Anyway,
the python problem...
And they're big, right?
They're 20 feet.
Bigger, oh,
and they can
gosh.
Grow 4 feet a year.
Wow.
And so when somebody buys one as a pet, ooh, that's a pretty snake. I like that. Well, yeah, that pretty snake that's 2 feet long is going to be 6 feet long at the end of the year.
Wow.
If they feed it regularly, which it's fun to give them the little mice and the bunnies and stuff, right?
I guess,
yeah.
I don't find it fun.
Well, I have a big old article here on just the whole problem, how they're a threat to native species, and how they're using high-tech surgery to make Judas snakes that are, you know, that they can track, and they figure if they can track one that they can find others. I don't know if these snakes hang out with each other, but one would assume that these scientists know what they're doing.
Hmm.
Thank God that we're paying them with our tax-paying dollars. But anyway, the part that concerned me is this little bit here. The python problem is of such concern that a number of Florida state agencies and schools have gotten involved, including the South Florida Water Management District, which maintains some of the land where pythons have been found.
Mm-hmm.
Florida lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it a third-degree felony. That's punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Wow.
Prison.
Is it worse to have a third-degree felony or a first-degree felony?
Much worse to have a first.
Okay, got it.
First, you can get like 25 years or something.
Okay.
22 years, something like that.
Just want to make sure I had the right order. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not like a first-degree burn versus a third.
Right.
Anyway, make it a third-degree felony to release Burmese pythons and other large reptiles or to negligently allow them to escape.
Hmm.
Okay. If they negligently escaped or you release them, you would think that, hey, how are you going to get caught?
I mean, I suppose you might get caught by calling animal control saying, hey, I lost Manwich the python. He's out in the forest. And then they would say, sir, did you lose him negligently? And he'd say, well, yeah, I left the top to the cage off. Well, you're guilty of a felony, and then they'll come arrest you.
And then people will stop reporting the loss.
Right.
So you would be less likely to be able to catch these things, right?
I suppose.
I mean, we want to catch them before they get into the Everglades and increase the population,
right.
Correct? Okay. And, you know, secondly, it seems to me that now we're going to put a task force together. You've got to put a task force together. You've got to track these things. Pet owners would also have to register and photograph their large snakes and pay a $100 a year fine to keep one. Or fee.
What?
Not a fine, a fee, excuse
Whatever
me.
Whatever you want to call it.
So $100 a year to keep the snake. So now you've got to support the bureaucracy.
Right.
So now they're going to have to do, you know, snake home-to-home
searches.
Make sure that you've got the right amount of snakes to match up with your fines and your pictures. Because God knows nobody wants to pay this extra $100. If you're a snake aficionado, perhaps you have 10 or 15 of these things at the house. That's
$1,500.
$1,500 a year.
Right.
Just to
have a
licensing.
Snake.
Weird. So State Representative Ralph Popple, he's a real champion of freedom, who sponsored the bill, says too many casual python buyers have no idea about the serious problems they could face and the damage they could do to the environment.
Why don't they just make it so there's snake season? You know, they have hunting season, and you could just, if you see a snake, you can shoot it. If it's a big snake, you can shoot it, and there's
people
no
with guns running around shooting things? What, are you crazy?
They do it up north all the time. They do it where they have overpopulation of a certain species. They say, hey, everybody, come on out and shoot these things. They're out of control.
Wouldn't it be better to have a task force? Snake police.
Sit around, make laws,
yep.
Make rules.
Well, you know, when they make a rule, then that suddenly is going to get rid of the snakes.
Well, no. Well, all it's going to do is it's going to tax the law-abiding citizens. Because what they're
going to make the snake problem worse.
Do you think they're going to make it worse?
Absolutely. Because now what you're going to have is a black market in snakes. They're not going to know that these True. Particular snakes exist. You're going. They're going to be trading snakes beneath board because, as you know, here's what from a pet store owner. Some pet store owners, however, worry that the annual fees will chase away many of their buyers.
You
Duh.
Bet.
There's no way somebody's going to pay an extra $100 for a $50, $60, $70 snake, says Ryan Gittman,
wow.
owner of the Underground Reptile Store in Deerfield Beach.
That's a 200% tax.
He's right. Absolutely, they're not going to pay more than that because you pay it every year.
Right.
More. He's right. It's not going to happen. So he's going to get out of the business.
And therefore,
somebody else is going to get in, and they're going to be selling them. It's going to be a black market trade.
You're
going
to have to know somebody who knows somebody to get a snake.
So then,
is it only for Burmese pythons, or is it for all snakes?
Well, the law is for all reptiles.
All reptiles,
dangerous reptiles.
I missed that. I totally glossed over that. Did you say that? Because I missed that entirely.
Yes.
Every reptile that you could buy, I mean, that's considered dangerous. So that would be snakes, alligators, I mean, Gila monsters? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
Gila
think
monsters?
A Gila monster is not a dangerous thing to
it
release.
It says monster, though.
Right, but it's not a dangerous thing to release into the environment in Florida because the poor thing can't. It's a desert
right.
dweller.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Man, this is crazy.
Well, you know, and... It also makes me wonder. Looks like pot's illegal. Pot's not dangerous. Are they going to take little reptiles like anoles and salamanders, or newts? Newts aren't reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
They're amphibians. But are they going to take little harmless reptiles, and are they going to make them a problem too? I mean, this is the kind of thing that the government does.
Sure, it grows.
And
it won't end here.
It's all they're going to do is make this dangerous reptile population in Florida worse, because when somebody loses a reptile negligently, they're not going to report
it. Right.
It's not going to happen. So then they're going to find reptiles in the wild, I suppose. If they have a task force out there, they're bound to find some, snake police, they're bound to find some reptiles, but it's not like it's going to say Manwich's python on the back of it. You're not going to know who it came from.
Sure.
This is just going to increase the problem.
All the guys out there that are big snake busts in Florida are really, the ones that want to make money off of them, they're hoping this passes, because then the legitimate snake dealers are going to go out of business. They're going to stop carrying the snakes. Like you said, the pet guy is going to stop carrying them. And so all the guys that have two... I don't know what it takes to breed snakes. I mean,
I think actually, I think you actually have to have five snakes to breed to get.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, however it is, you breed snakes. I don't know anything about snakes, man. Do snakes have sex? How do they? I went to government school. Cut me a break. Don't explain this to me. Coming back. The joy of snake sex. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from StemEnhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Get interactive with the rest of the Free Talk Live listeners. There's about 1,200 of them there. 96,000 posts are there for you as well. You surf around. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Takes you right to it. So, seriously, Manwich, before we went away, I was being serious. I really didn't know how snakes had sex.
I bet you don't.
And now you're telling me that they just sort of wrap up with each other and do a little snake sex thing, huh?
Yeah, boys. One boy, one
right.
girl.
I'm not totally into animal sex, but I'm curious as to what that looks like. Really?
Well, imagine two snakes wrapping around.
I guess. It's interesting. Do they go into heat? Do you know anything about this? Why am I asking you? What the heck do you know?
Look, I might be a super genius. I don't know everything about herpetology. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, apparently there's a law being proposed in Florida. I don't know how good of a chance it has to pass. I'd say probably pretty good because, I mean, who could be against controlling snakes, right? It sounds one of those laws that sounds really good. Like, the snakes are dangerous. They're loose. They're everywhere in the Everglades, apparently. And so who could possibly oppose a law that says, we're going to track the snakes? Because that was one of the provisions, right?
Right.
Tracking? Numbering, tracking, licensing?
Well, not tracking in, like, a GPS sense, but they're going to, you know, you've got to, they know who's
paying.
They're going
to brand them somehow.
No, they're not going to brand them, no.
Wait, they're not going to somehow stamp the snake to where you...
No.
Okay.
They're just going to say, you know, the owner of this snake is going to buy the snake from the... Of course, they're only going to buy them from licensed pet stores in the state of Florida, right?
No, they wouldn't.
No, of course they wouldn't.
Because then they'd
That's
have
why
to
this
pay
law is stupid.
Right, because then they'd have to pay the $100 a year snake tax.
Right. So what's going to happen is, boink, right on the internet, snake dealers are going to spring up and they're going to...
Craigslist.
Yep, they're going to let you buy... Well, Craigslist, locally, and yep. They're going to let you buy your snake in from North Carolina, and they'll ship it in to you.
Right.
Just like I've gotten tropical fish sent in.
Well, then clearly the answer then, man, which is to pass a federal law.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pass a federal law and get a federal tax ID for your snakes. Get a federal $100 a year licensing fee. Craziness. Absolute insanity. And I bet it'll pass.
Well, of course, who would want to let dangerous reptiles into the... environment. It's bad for the environment.
And the price is going to go up, too, because it's going to the black market. You're going to have to pay more. You're paying a black market dealer to buy the snake.
No, it's not going to go up much because
it will still be semi-legal.
Well, it'll be legal. It'll be legal elsewhere. Right. You know, if you can buy from Georgia and there's no real enforcement, mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
True. Good point. All right. So there you go. If you're a snake person and you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231. I'm not a snake person.
I'm not a snake person at all. I would be very uncomfortable living in a house with a large snake in it.
My uncle was a snake person. He had an entire room in his house dedicated to various different snakes. He had snakes on top of snakes, on just different like aquarium-style things.
Uh-huh.
Just an aquarium, then another aquarium, then another aquarium, and just different snakes. And it was his thing, man. He'd go out there with his bag of mice or whatever it is that he had and feed the snakes the mice. And I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I have tropical fish.
Right.
I have Burundi frontosas.
Yeah, but you don't have to. They don't eat each other. You don't have to feed them little fish to eat.
Wait,
right?
I did. I used to have Oscars. I had an albino Oscar and a black Oscar, and I named them Jules and Vincent from Pulp Fiction.
So do they eat other fish?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
So you're kind of like a snake person then, in a way. You like to watch little animals get eaten by bigger animals.
With fish, it was all right. With fish, it wasn't quite so.
Not quite as gruesome.
It wasn't. I don't know. To me, it was Wild Kingdom watching that happen. I would not want to watch snakes eat little mice or anything.
Well, from what I've seen, most people that are snake people don't know much about relationships. They spend too much time with their snakes.
Okay.
Let's talk relationships.
That's your segue?
Yeah.
That's radio talk there?
Yeah. That's this from WikiHow, the how-to manual that anyone can write or edit, kind of like our wiki at freetalklive.com. How to have a healthy relationship. Let's see if they're even close to accurate on this, man. Which steps 1 through 6. Okay? Number 1, tell the unarguable truth. Many people are taught to lie to protect someone's feelings, either their own or their partner's. Telling a lie creates a disconnect in a relationship, even if your partner never finds out about it. Withholding the truth also constitutes telling a lie. Saying, that shirt is ugly, is not telling the truth. Because it's an arguable point. You know, what you think is ugly might not be what I think is ugly. Saying, I don't care for that shirt, is inarguable because it's a personal experience.
Right.
So here are some examples of telling the unarguable truth. Quote, I felt scared when I saw you talking to her at the party. I feel angry. I think that guy has feelings for me. What do you think? Tell the unarguable truth. Good stuff in relationships?
I think that at some point this gets to be a little... Like, it's not a good idea. At some point, it's not a good idea.
You think it's okay to lie?
I think that you should let certain things slide by. Like, for instance, sometimes a shirt needs to slide by. Like, sometimes I don't want to know you're... Like, for instance, your inarguable truth is, I don't care for that shirt. My inarguable truth is, I've heard about enough of your inarguable truth today. Thanks.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Okay.
I think that that's... Commenting on your partner's wardrobe is silly.
Well, I think that a lot of guys appreciate having their wardrobe commented on.
Okay.
I personally, my ex-fiance was really great at dressing guys.
When asked, you should comment and tell the truth.
Yeah.
But if somebody's putting on some clothes, if you're in the bedroom together and you're one of them, when somebody's putting on clothes and you have a comment, just keep it to yourself.
Well, no. She would always comment on the clothes I was wearing and whether or not I should tuck that shirt in, you know, right. Those kind of things. I didn't ask her, hey, should I do that? She volunteered the information, but I had sort of acceded to her authority on that particular area.
Got it. You told her that you wanted that sort of critique.
Yeah, I had allowed her to do it continually.
Otherwise, I agree. I mean, in the case of having conversations, in the case of being asked a question, definitely tell the truth. I mean, if you're hiding things from your partner, then... That's definitely a signal to me that something's wrong. So I agree with you, man.
Okay.
Number 2, make and keep clear agreements. For example, if you say you're going to meet your partner for lunch at noon, be on time, or call if you're going to be late. Ooh, few things burn me more than somebody saying they're going to do something and then just not showing up and not even calling. Look, if you're not going to make it, make the phone call. It doesn't take a lot of effort. I mean, the only reason why you shouldn't be calling is if you have a heart attack and you're in the hospital or something unexpectedly drastic happens that prevents you from making a phone call.
Especially in the world of cell phones.
Absolutely.
You can usually get it done. It seems to be, for me, this is what I've noticed, is it seems to be more of a young person's folly than an older person. Like,
to not call?
Yeah, a more mature person usually has figured this particular thing out in life. That you've got to do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it.
Otherwise, you have no honor.
Well, your word is no good.
Right.
And all you are in the world is a hairless monkey and the words that come out of your mouth.
Right.
Like, I am physically a hairless monkey, but, the man that I am are the words that come out of my mouth, and how good are they to the people that care about me and love me? So, if I'm going to be late, I call. If I'm going to be more than 5 minutes late, I'm sure to call. I usually call. It seems to bother people if I'm going to call and be, like, 2 minutes late.
I don't do that. I'll give a 5-minute window because people's clocks are off. Everybody's time is off slightly.
So. I try to give a 15-minute window just for people that don't know the rule.
Well, okay, I understand.
And I don't want to spend a lot of time being irritated in my life, so I try not to do that.
If you agree to have a monogamous relationship, keep that agreement and or tell the truth about any feelings you have about someone else before you act on them. Absolutely. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. I'm liking this so far, man.
Sounds like good rules.
Haven't found anything I disagree with yet. You want to comment? 1-800-259-9231. Relationships. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. So we're in the midst of a relationship issue. We don't do this often enough on Free Talk Live, but came across this, and I thought it was interesting. Actually, so far we're agreeing with it, man, which it's how to have a healthy relationship, as according to WikiHow, which is the how-to manual that anyone can write or edit. So somebody wrote this.
Oh, well, it's maybe, really well done.
Maybe multiple people
for that reason.
So here we go. We're on number two. Number one was tell the unarguable truth. I agree. Truthfulness is really important in a relationship.
But temperate.
If you're hiding stuff, that's not good. Number two, make and keep clear agreements. Let's see, keeping agreements shows respect for yourself and your partner, as well as creating a sense of trust and safety. If you're not going to make it somewhere on time, call, let the person know. Number three, be responsible. There is tremendous power in claiming your creation. If you've been snippy to your partner, own up to it, and get curious about how you might do it differently next time. If you're unhappy in your relationship, instead of trying to change your partner, get curious about how this situation is similar to others from your past and how you might create a better relationship for yourself. I think that, you know, working things out between both partners is important to do, but if you keep coming to the same impasse, don't keep repeating the same process over and over again. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and getting the same result, right? So change what it is that you're up to. Change your approach. And if that doesn't work, after you've changed it a few times, if you still can't get it to work, maybe you should consider somebody else at that point. Did you say we had a phone call, man? Which,
yes.
Is this on relationships? What's
no, no, nobody's calling on
okay.
relationships.
Well, let's go to the phones. Who do we have?
Glenn in Missouri.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Oh, great. Nice to talk to you guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know, you're talking about how, you know, maybe the federal government will start making rules about tracking animals.
Oh, yeah.
They're way ahead of you guys.
Well, they're probably doing beef cows for mad cow disease, right?
Well, they have the Department of Agriculture now has a new regulations for a national animal identification system, which is voluntary now, but they're pushing the states to implement, and it will be mandatory later, of course.
This is
and
for farmers, right?
Yeah, well, it's unclear how far this will go.
Sure.
But right now for farmers, yeah, for IDing and actually putting tags that are traceable on all the animals.
Wow.
And the property rights folks here in Missouri, farmers, are pretty upset about this.
How upset are they? I mean, are they going to do anything about it, or are they just going to cry in their milk?
No, they're talking to state legislature and that kind of thing about it.
What's the excuse? What's the excuse on the part of the government? Is it the mad cow thing? Is that what they're claiming they have to do this for?
They don't need an excuse. They just do it, you know?
Well, normally they have some sort of thing that they can get out there and tout, and like with the snakes. Like with the snakes in Florida, they're saying, the snakes are out of control! I mean, there's usually some sort of scare tactic involved. But, you know,
I think... You know, maybe it's the war on terror, you know. I mean, they got to have real ID for us, so they got to have a national animal ID, too.
That makes sense. That makes sense. There you go. So what are they're going to fight against this. Hopefully they're going to refuse. I mean, that would be the most effective thing if all of the, you know, if the milk cartel or whatever they are, they just refuse to participate in the program. What would they
yeah.
do? Would the federal government send the goon squad in, like Waco style, to shut down their farms?
Well, I mean, that's where it is with any regulation or law. You know, at the end, it comes down to men in fancy suits and guns to enforce it.
This is
yeah.
true. What kind of paperwork are they going to have to fill out? I mean, you're going to have to. I'm imagining you'll have to fill out some sort of paperwork for every single cow on the farm.
Yeah, and then you have to track all the sales and transfers of lives of all the animals and everything. And
cows are dangerous, Glenn. People can't be trusted with cows.
No. No.
You know, our founding fathers really should have been clear on our right to own cows.
That's exactly right. You know, maybe we need another amendment, you know, that, you know, like the right to have animals.
You'd think this crap would be obvious. It would be clear to the politicians, but no, you don't even own your frickin' cows.
There's nothing that's off limits to them. They just think they can regulate every aspect of your life. It's sick stuff. Thanks for cluing us in, Glenn. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Who are we going to next, Manwich?
Let's go to Missouri again. We have Mark.
Mark in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. I recently came back from a libertarian meeting, and we were just discussing various issues. And one of the issues we got on was the war on terror and the war in Iraq in general.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's two different sides that libertarians can be on that... We're at the meeting. One, we discuss more of like a non-interventionist policy where we basically stay out of other countries' businesses.
The way this country is supposed to be, according to the Constitution. Okay.
So what we thought, what many people thought was, it was kind of a catch-22 situation with either way. They say, like, if we do a non-interventionist right now, it would be not smart to do that because since the American image has already been tarnished and they already hate us, like, it wouldn't be no use.
That's the most retarded excuse that I've ever heard to continue interventionism. Well, because we've been doing interventionism and hurting people, we should continue doing it because we already look bad. Why stop now?
You know, Mark, think about this for a second. And I'm not saying that the United States is a bully, but I'll bet you that the people in the Middle East do believe the United States is a bully.
Mm-hmm.
So think about a bully, for instance. You know, on the way to school, this guy on a regular basis beats you up.
Oh, I agree.
Then one day he comes out and says, you know, man, I'm really sorry for having beaten you up, and I hope you'll accept my apologies, and I hope we can shake hands here and be friends on the playground from here on out. I think that most people would say, yeah,
wow,
man.
He's had a turnaround.
Yeah.
That would go a long way. I think those people you were arguing with, they're not real libertarians, at least not yet. They need some work. Thanks for the call, Mark. 800-259-9231. Because libertarians aren't for the use of force. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in if you make it. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on our website. We invite you to it. In fact, if you like what we're doing on our show, if you like the site, if you like the fact that we give you all of the archives and more, all of it for free, well, consider voluntarily supporting Free Talk Live. Become a member of the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn all about it there, learn about the perks that you get as an amplifier, and there are some pretty cool perks. Also, learn about the final goal of the program. When we reach our final goal, we will reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. All those details and more, amp.freetalklive.com. We got phone calls, so we're going to them. It's a show about your calls to, I believe, Dave in New Hampshire. Dave,
right.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Dave.
Well, I have an update on New Hampshire's efforts to resist the national ID that's being forced down our throats.
Okay, so, what's happening?
Cool.
As you know, the feds have a program called Real ID, which is a de facto national ID, and it appears that New Hampshire is the only state that is standing up to them on this.
Okay, as I understand it, it's coming to a Senate vote, the state Senate. What has happened?
Correct. Already passed the House, but the Senate they were thinking the Senate was going to try to railroad the bill and knock it down before public support could really build for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like now the Senate has pushed their vote back almost a month, so that's they're going to allow the public to build that support. And so it looks like the effort, if that's what it was, an effort to kill the bill early in the Senate, that has been overcome.
Excellent.
Yeah, there was a hearing on the bill. I guess it was on Tuesday, or maybe it was Monday. I went, and there was just the room was just wall to wall Free Staters and just average people from New Hampshire who were furious about the Real ID.
Right, privacy advocates are getting involved in this one as well. As I understand it, Dave, there's going to be a massive protest in the state capitol coming up on the 22nd. With the Free State people, the NHFree.com, a bunch of different groups, the privacy advocates are going to be out there protesting the Real ID Act. So that should be some really good publicity for you guys.
It should be pretty big. Like I said, if the turnout at the hearing was any indication, we had 60 people at our news conference, and this is reaching people from across all political boundaries inside New Hampshire. There were Democratic representatives and different Democratic officials there.
I think this is going to go pretty well. Dave, unfortunately, we're short on time, man. Thanks for the update. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Is it Brett in Iowa?
Yes.
Brett, that we have? You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Well, basically, I know you don't have much time now, but I was thinking earlier today, and I came up with this hypothetical situation, and I kind of wanted to know what your solution would be to something like this. Let's say my two next-door neighbors, the one on the left and the right, wanted to build some type of structure that went between their houses, and none of it actually touched my, like, let's say like a skywalk or something.
Yeah.
And none of it touched my property, but it, I mean, how much of my property, what height of my property do I own? And to what point can they, you know, build something over my property? If I don't like it, can I not do anything about it in a libertarian society? Or I was just kind of wondering about
Great
that.
Great question, Brett. And I'm sure the libertarians would disagree on this one, but one of the approaches I've heard, I don't know if I agree with it entirely, but it's just one of them that I've heard, says that you only own as high as you homestead and as low as you homestead. So if you dig a well, you own down to the bottom of the well. If you put up a big antenna tower, you own up to a few feet above the top of the antenna tower.
Don't you have a right to sunlight?
I don't know. I don't think so. We're done for tonight. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.